There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I asked Boomer before, I said, do you think that the NFL would block John Gruden from getting a job? And you said, I don't know, you know, I mean, I could talk to some people, I got to go through those emails. And then looking back in some of those emails, he did call Roger Goodell some rough things. So Roger Goodell would probably have to...
I would think Roger Goodell's used to that. I mean, you got to be like, you take that job, I mean, the slings and arrows that come your way, both from the public and from internal people at different teams, has got to be just, you know, that's why they pay him the money they pay him. With all that crap.
I know. I just wonder, is he going to let it go all these years later? Or is he going to hold that grudge and say, no, we don't want him back in the league? I don't know. But I mean, it's, you know, how long can you keep this guy out of the league?
You know, the NFL is not a kindergarten class.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It is competitive as hell. It's demanding as hell. You got, you know, 32 owners that are all over the league office all the time about creating more opportunities, more money, building the league. This is why, you know, he entertains ideas like a Super Bowl overseas. That's why he, you know, tries to get new stadiums built for all these teams. That's why they're paying him all this money. And along with all of that, you know damn well internally, you think Robert Kraft, through Spygate and Deflategate, and you think he was happy with the commissioner?
No, of course not.
Do you think Bill Belichick was happy with the commissioner?
No.
Do you think Tom Brady was happy with the commissioner?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine what the conversations behind the scenes must have been like.
Gruden to the Jets. Let's get it done. Get him here, makes a ton of sense.
I'll tell you right now, here's the thing. You know, he was so popular that teams like the Saints, like the Raiders, like the Jets, this is like the woebegone franchises, it feels like.
He would be the guy to resurrect them.
And they'll all take chances on a guy, and they'll do it under the auspices of giving him a second chance, mm-hmm. which is fine. I mean, like, that's great. Give him a second chance.
I mean, the Jets need a guy like that. We know that.
That's who Rex Ryan was.
Right. And even better in the sense of, like, he had experience and he won a Super Bowl. Like, Rex Ryan was a coordinator, came here with that big personality and it worked. And now you got John Gruden with all that experience and winning. That is the guy with the woebegones. That's another thing I have not heard in a long time.
The woebegones. The woebegone franchises. The woebegones. That are lost. Like, yeah. Deal like the Raiders gave. Just to get somebody down there with some sort of legitimacy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's a, and I'm sure players are going to have their, you know, point of view. I'm sure, you know, I guess he went after Demaurice Smith, who was the former head of the NFLPA. And he used a couple words or phrases that were very unkind. And he felt as if this guy was dishonest and was on the take and was corrupt. And I think that's one of the reasons why he wrote the email the way he wrote it. You know, to Bruce Allen, who then was the president of the Washington Redskins when Daniel Snyder owned the team.
All right, let's get to Jerry's update. What's happening, Jerry?
The perfect guy for you, really. It's a no-brainer. Just reunite Aaron Rodgers with Mike McCarthy next year. It's perfect. Won a Super Bowl together.
Man, oh, man.
All right, we're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us.
Although that would be good for our show.
Real close for real life. Yes, McCarthy.
Would that not be? That would be perfect for us.
Absolutely, it would be. I think John Gruden would be better. But yes, it would be good.
We get to the Monday night game, Chiefs and Bucks in overtime.
Touchdown wins it. Mahomes under center, gets the snap, spins, home, cut the block, running over the right guard. Touchdown, Chiefs. They win it in overtime, 30-24. And they go to 8-0.
Yes, they do. Kevin Harlan
went. Great point. And just so you know, Kansas City yet again does not cover a big spread at home.
They don't care. Just win games.
They just, right. But, but there are people out there that do care.
That is very true. Kareem Hunt, 106 yards, and that game winner. Patrick Mahomes, 291, three touchdowns. Two of them go to DeAndre Hopkins. But I'm going to play a clip here, and I'm wondering, maybe there's a path for you to get back in the booth if you'd like, because maybe there's a little rift between these two. So this is first, this is Kevin Harlan when Travis Kelce fumbles the ball away.
It's a fumble by Kelce after he spun and dove and was whacked at the 45 of the Buccaneers on the painted numbers, and a fumble. Kelce has fumbled the ball for the Chiefs. The drive will end. The Buccaneers will take over. Kelce the fumble. His girlfriend is here. 53 seconds to go in the half, and the Buccaneers, down by three, will get a shot.
And then there's a few seconds of crowd noise, and Kurt Warner chimes in.
Is that an important note that his girlfriend is here after he fumbled
it? They keep showing her, and just as a reporter, I think we've got to say something,
okay,
right?
I'm with you.
A little friction in the booth, maybe?
No.
Kevin and Boomer, you guys get reunited.
Well, yeah. I think what it was is he's looking at that monitor.
They
show her.
How many times
fumble.
Did they show her last night?
I don't know. Didn't count.
Isn't somebody counting now? I thought there was somebody counting.
I thought they were kind of over that.
I don't think they're over that.
I don't even think of it anymore, to be honest, until you see it.
Well,
you
know? You saw her walking in last night on X.
Right, but all I mean is like...
It's a big thing, man.
I don't think
of
the Chiefs. Oh, it's a Taylor Swift game. I don't think of it until you see it again.
Kurt Warner sounded fed up. Is that an important note that his girlfriend was here?
I thought so, too.
Is that an important note that his girlfriend is here after he fumbled
it? They keep showing her, and just as...
And by the way, he is on the radio, so he does have to paint the picture. Does he not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like we painted the picture for the Eagle-Giant game.
Paint the picture. That's right. You are right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, before this game, Travis's brother Jason was on ESPN, and we know about the phone smashing from last week. So this is how Scott Van Pelt basically gave him the floor to get something off his chest.
Listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it, and you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't.
He says...
You know what? If I were him, I would have said, look, man, there was a jackass following me with a phone. What do you expect me to do? I'm sorry that I did it, but you know what?
You know what's funny? He didn't say he was sorry. The headlines say he apologized.
I don't think he said that.
He never once apologized, right?
I felt like he should have said, look, if you walk with a jackass following you with a phone, how are you going to feel?
Well, he said he was weak in the moment.
I don't think that you know, it leads to discourse, and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have.
Episode, let me ask you a question. Like, so what's the alternative? Just to keep walking and having this guy following him?
Hold your head high and just keep walking and don't do that again in the future is what he's saying. And don't stoop down to their level.
Yeah, I understand that, but there comes a point where somebody becomes completely...
Yeah, I agree.
...annoying and in your space.
Yep.
No matter how much free speech we want.
But you know what they would say then? That's whataboutism.
I know he hit that with me earlier.
What a nonsensical bullcrap.
And I was like, is it whataboutism or are we just talking about the same thing? Is it the same league? I don't know. I liked the fact that the jerk got a piece of being a jerk.
I agree.
Like, and yes, I could sit here and tell you that Jason Kelce should have handled himself differently and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's been certain situations where I have lost my mind for reasons I shouldn't have lost my mind. All of us are in those situations. So he just like, it's okay. It's all right.
Only so much you can take.
Like he, and by the way, he and I know we had a caller call up and say he's, you know, yesterday was a police officer. Like, he should have been arrested for whatever the charges were of throwing the phone. I mean, Jason Kelce could have knocked that guy out.
And then be sued
hurt him.
Yeah, and be sued for $10 million because this guy
arrested for assault.
This guy provoked him.
Right.
100% was provoking him into a confrontation.
And I'm not even one of these guys.
When does that ever become part of the story?
Well, it is. It is part of the story.
But if he turned around and hit him, as the cop called in yesterday, he stole the phone because it was, you know, freedom of speech and all that, whatever. But the guy is provoking you.
Mm-hmm.
And when does that, like, if you were sitting in front of a jury and you said, look, man, this guy is sitting here provoking me for like 45 seconds,
just
annoying me, harassing me, provoking me. What am I supposed to do? How do you just keep walking and just have the guy continue to follow you?
Unfortunately, that's what they will say to do, and it's just so hard to do that. I mean, and he, like I said, it could have been worse. He smashed his phone. He got in his face. The guy actually physically put his hands on Jason Kelce. We saw that video after the caller alerted us to that. Jason Kelce, think about the restraint that he's got to have when he's bending down to pick up that phone. This guy physically pushes him to the ground. Like, Jason Kelce doesn't get up and clock him? I mean, he should be, give him a little pat on the back for that.
You know, you almost wonder, he might have been better off because that you could call that self-defense as opposed to grabbing the phone and destroying it.
After the guy puts his hands on him?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, if Jason Kelce would hit him with an uppercut and jaw,
he might
have killed him.
Yeah, it's true.
And maybe he recognized that, and maybe that's why he thought better than really having a physical altercation with the guy.
Right.
The guy is lucky. As a jackass.
I agree.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.